Chad had arranged. In Lviv is the largest military hospital in eastern Ukraine, and one of the head surgeons there had arranged for Chad to actually come into the hospital, work in the ER for the next 2 or 3 days, 4 days, and then we would take off and come back. And we met the head surgeon on the outside of the hospital, and he said, "Hey, we got mandatory lockdown. We can't let anybody in. We can't let anybody out. We apologize." So we handed off a ton of medical supplies to him, and then he suggested we go to the city hospital. And Lviv really wasn't in the war site at that time. And so we went to the regular hospital, and they said, "Well, you have to be credentialed and everything." So everything that we had gotten prepared for the military hospital had to be redone for the regular community hospital, and there just wasn't enough time. So we left off lots and lots of continued medical supplies with the folks there, and then with basically a driver by the name of Igor. And Igor would, on a daily basis, go into the front lines and get the food and the medical supplies and everything to the front lines. We would have had the opportunity to go right into Kiev and deliver medical supplies, and Chad could have practiced medicine and everything there. But the city was surrounded. So the train went back and forth, but you'd have to go through a circle of Russian tanks. And we do have our limits as to what the risk that we wanted to take. So we decided that wasn't such a good idea. So we just loaded down our folks with all the stuff that we possibly could give them. And we came back completely without anything. I had, for some reason, I don't know where I got it. I might have got it at the Manchester garage, so decades ago, but I had a bulletproof vest for years. And our main person, Igor, that went to the front lines, you know, I gave that to him, and figuring he could use it a lot more than I could ever use it. And it was like I gave him $1 million. And so we continued to search out, you know, medical supplies and bulletproof vests and anything that we can do to help out our friends over there.